Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month's supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to forhims.com/men. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one little pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/men. That's forhims.com/men for your first month for just $5. forhims.com/men.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
Believe it or not, I'm in Memphis, Tennessee. Brad Carson is in studio producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day. No obstacles. No disruption.
Daddy lost most everything. On horse, whiskey, and wedding rings.
And I hope you're not the type that when the NCAA tournament begins, you root for Cinderella. Because if so, the rough weekend for you. Going to be a boring rest of the tournament for you because there is no Cinderella in this NCAA tournament. 16 teams remain. Every one of them is a top four seed except for Auburn and Oregon. And Auburn and Oregon were preseason top 15 teams. So if you like the little guys, they ain't here for you anymore. We're going to talk about it momentarily. First, though, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 4:20, Matt Norland is a columnist for CBSSports.com. He does the CBS Sports Eye on College Basketball podcast with me. Three times a week, you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Not like it's the top-rated college basketball podcast in the world or anything. He's going to join me in like 20 minutes, talk college basketball, NCAA tournament with Matt Norlander. That's going to be right around 420, 425. Finish that segment. I will do four notable stories at 444, at which point we're going to discuss four previously undiscussed stories, among them Grizzlies back inside FedEx Forum tonight, Russell Westbrook and the OKC Thunder in town. We'll get into that right around 4:44. Brendan Wofford reportedly will announce his college decision not till next month. Going to be at the Jordan Brand game. That's according to Evan Daniels. We'll get into that a little later on this hour. Rob Gronkowski has announced his retirement from the NFL at the age of 29. Must be nice to be able to retire at the age of 29. Get into that just before 5 o'clock. And Johnny Manziel made his Memphis Express debut last night inside Liberty Bowl Memorial Stadium. But he did not get as many snaps as most people would like for him to get. I know the Express won the game. I'll tell you why that's still idiotic. We're going to get into that during four notable stories at 4:44. Jeff Calkins will join me a little after 5 o'clock, just like always, and then we'll eventually do dinner to go. And we'll get out of here. So that's the rundown. Got a lot to get to, but Brad Carson, look at you.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right.
Good to see you in the flesh, man. I'm so used to seeing you on television. When I see you in person, it's like I get a little starstruck. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, the problem is that that's not only what you think.
Yeah.
I don't know about the starstruck thing, but
seeing you in person. It's you.
My wife also says that.
Yeah.
My children.
Yeah.
I've reached the point where my children see me more often on television than they actually see me in person.
Yeah.
So I am looking forward to getting home. It'll be the first time I've been home. Check this out.
Oh,
I was
looking,
if you want to ever be depressed, I have not been home since March 10th.
Oh, boy.
I've not set foot in my home since...
Over 2 weeks.
Since March 10th. Well, today's March 25th.
Yeah.
So I haven't been home since March 10th.
Mm.
And then I leave again on Wednesday, and I will not be home again. I won't sit in the studio again until April 8th.
Oh, wow. Yeah, another 2 weeks.
I will have another basically 2 weeks away from home because I will be in New York for the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight. And normally I would come home after the Elite Eight for a couple days, then go to the Final Four. But I'm staying in New York because I'm going to be hosting the Jim Rome Show that week of the Final Four. In studio in Lower Manhattan.
How about
and
that?
So that'll be one of the – I've hosted the Jim Rome Show before, and it's an honor and a privilege.
And it's also on television.
But that it wasn't on television previously.
Yeah, right.
It will be on television this time. So I will be doing a three-hour television show that week, multiple days, on TV before doing the Gary Parrish show off of TV.
This is great because not only can you do a radio show and a television show now – you get to do a radio show on TV.
I was thinking about this because, and you know, because you sit here and watch me when I'm in town do a radio show every day. But the way I do a radio show isn't really conducive to doing it for television. For instance, I sit in the dark.
Yeah, you usually.
I'm in the dark right now.
You're going to have to sit in the light this time, Gary.
Yeah, now they have television lights on you, which is
bright.
It's bright, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
And also, sometimes when I am talking about serious subjects or subjects that, because I don't have a co-host, I have you and I appreciate you, but I don't have a co-host that I have, that I'm obligated to bring into the conversation, bounce things off of. I often, with opening segments, I script it.
Sure.
Not always. This obviously isn't scripted.
No, but it's important.
But when I want to talk about a serious thing or I have very specific points I want to make, I will script the opening segment.
Sure.
Whether it's 12 minutes or 23 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really just reading off of a teleprompter, doing radio off of a teleprompter, which isn't abnormal because I've talked to other radio hosts about this. Guys who host their own shows who don't have co-hosts.
Yeah.
Not everybody does it, but some
many
do.
Many do.
Some do. And I don't know that you can do that on television because then you look like the guy who's just reading off of your computer.
Yeah.
It should be noted, you're reading your own words. It's not like you're stealing from somebody else. But I don't know that, a little bit like award shows. I've always said if you're at the Oscars or the Grammys.
Sure.
Like if you win an award, people reach into their pocket. They bring out a note card and they go, I want to think. And they start looking at it, Jim and Johnny and Betty and whatever.
Yeah.
And I've said, I would rather on an award show on national television forget somebody or forget something than read off of a card. It just takes all of the, I don't know, it's a bad visual.
It's not an organic moment, that's for sure.
If you want it to really come across the way I think I would want it to come across, you don't read off of anything. You just talk.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would do, to be clear, if I were ever nominated for an Oscar, and I guess
or an Emmy for that weather work.
And I guess it's not too late.
No, it's time.
I mean, I still could.
Yeah.
I could still get an Oscar. I could still get an Oscar.
Sure.
I mean, it took like Lady Gaga took like, well, she's younger than I am. That probably doesn't work. But I'm imagine somebody has won an Oscar at an older age for the first time than I am right now.
Yeah.
So I'm not ruling it out, even though I have no acting skills or acting opportunities in front of me.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna rule it out. I would practice over and over and over again. I'd look into the mirror and I would do the speech 70,000 times before that night just in case I had to do it that night on that stage. And then I might forget a word or not, mess it up or not, but at least it would just be me talking as opposed to me reading. And I'm a little bit concerned, Jim Rome show, I can't read off my computer screen for the exact same reason.
Yeah.
So I'll figure it out.
I think if you bullet point it and you use that computer, you're fine. You're bouncing off it. You know what you're doing.
No way. At this point, I think I know what I'm doing. So I'm home now. Haven't been home for a while.
Good to see you.
Won't be home for a while after this, but I'm home now, and it's nice to be here.
Yeah.
Sit foot back in this studio looking face-to-face with Brad Carson. So the thing that keeps me away from home as much as I'm away from home is the NCAA tournament. And we are now in the Sweet 16. And if you go look at my bracket, looking pretty good.
Yeah.
And the only reason it's looking pretty good, I was on with Brent Stover last night, CBS Sports Network. And he pointed out, and I appreciate him doing this. Mm-hmm. It's nice to get public pats on the back every once in a while. He said, you on Selection Sunday had 68 of the 68 teams in your bracket. Like, you got all 68 correct. I said, that's true, Brent Stover. Yeah. He said, and you got the four number one seeds right and in the exact order that they were. I said, that's also true, Brent Stover. And he said, right now you have 14 of the 16 Sweet Six teams teams, correct. And I said, that's also true, Brent Stover. And he said, so what can we gather from that? What does that tell us about you? And he was setting me up to compliment myself, which I'm
it's a good host.
Which I'm comfortable doing.
Yeah.
And I will do.
Yeah, it's a good host.
Perhaps before the end of this segment. But I really do think what it tells us about me or about this tournament is just that it's a chalky tournament.
Yeah.
Like I've said many times, the reason I don't do well in most bracket challenges is because if you follow this sport closely and you watch it from opening night till the afternoon of Selection Sunday, then the bracket is released, it's nonsensical to think that the inferior teams can beat the superior teams. Like, why would you think that's going to happen?
Right.
These teams have played for 4 months. These have established themselves as real contenders. These others are just teams that are in the tournament. Why would you pick them to beat them? And then the tournament starts, and they beat them over and over and over again, and your bracket looks like crap. Well, this year that just hasn't really happened. As I pointed out earlier, every 1, 2, and 3 seed in each regional is in the Sweet 16. First time this happened, by the way, since 2009. Second time it's happened in history. So this is not a normal thing. And the only seeds that are here that aren't supposed to be here based on seeding, in other words, when the bracket is released, published, the ones whose 3s and 4s are supposed to be in the Sweet 16, if you get a perfect Sweet 16, if everybody advances according to seed. And 14 of the teams qualify for that. The only two that don't are Auburn and Oregon. And Auburn was a preseason top 15 team, I think 11th in the AP poll. And by the way, just won the SEC tournament, so you shouldn't be surprised that Auburn's here. In fact, even though it was the 5 seed and Kansas was the 4 seed in that regional, at tip-off, Auburn was the favorite to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing surprising about Auburn being here. And Oregon, preseason number 14 in the AP poll, they were 6-8 in the Pac-12 at one point, but they're now on a 10-game winning streak, one of the best defenses in the country. They got healthy. Until they started this 10-game winning streak right around there, they never were healthy, not once. They lost Bobo early, and he's a top 20 pick, you know, one-and-done freshman. But they still had Lewis King miss games, Kenny Wooten miss games. But when those guys all got healthy, and everybody except Bobo got healthy, they took off. And so there's nothing surprising about them being here. In other words, the Sweet 16 is nothing but top 14 seeds plus the SEC tournament champ and the Pac-12 tournament champ. So you have nothing but serious basketball teams remaining. There is no Dunk City. There is no Loyola Chicago. There is no nothing. It's all high major programs and teams that either spent much of this year establishing themselves as the best teams in the country, or teams that, as recently as last week, look like the best teams in the country. Everybody, top 4 seed, or the team that won the SEC tournament or the Pac-12 tournament. And I was talking to somebody, I think after Selection Sunday, but before the tournament actually started, and it could have been on a podcast, it could have been on a radio show, it might have been on this radio show, I get confused. But I said, my pick to win the national championship is Duke. But it's not like they're unbeatable or unstoppable. They do have a flaw, and it's three-point shooting. And even though they did shoot the ball relatively well, if not just well, yesterday against UCF, and they were right there getting picked off. I mean, if Aubrey Dawkins' putback goes in, and it looked like it was going in, if you were watching it on TV, like if you paused it, when the ball hits Aubrey Dawkins' hand, or it's leaving his hand, and I said, $500. This ball going in or not?
In.
You just said in.
In.
And it just didn't. I mean, even Zion after the game said I was, you know, and Zion's on the court. So you can take whatever our viewing perspective is and toss it over here. Zion's on the court. He said, I thought the ball was going in. And I also thought the ball was going in. I thought Duke was out of this NCAA tournament. But it didn't go in, so they advance. But clearly they're not unbeatable. If a team Memphis beat twice by 20 is a tip-in away from beating them, they're not unbeatable. But they are my pick to win the national championship. And I might change it right now if you let me, but I'll just stick with it because what's the point in giving up on a pick before you are forced to? But what I told somebody, again, after Selection Sunday, but before the tournament started, I said, Duke's my pick, but they're not unbeatable. But more than anything else, this is what I actually believe. I don't know if Duke's going to win the championship any more than I know North Carolina's going to win it or Kentucky or whomever. But what I do believe is that when we get to the national championship game, so that's 2 weeks from today, I do not think we'll look up and go, man, cannot believe that team's one win away from the national championship. What I think is that when we get to that game, and really even the Final Four, we'll look up and go, yep, that makes sense. These are four of the best teams in the country. They have been most of this year. No surprise any of them are here. Yeah, national championship game. These are two of the best teams in the country. They've been that way all year. No surprise that they're here. And though I think Auburn getting to a title game or Oregon getting to a title game would be somewhat surprising, maybe even Purdue. Basically everybody else, with the exception of perhaps Florida State, basically everybody else you can easily envision and have been able to envision it for months now, getting to a Final Four, getting to a championship game. These are all reasonable contenders. Sometimes you get to a Sweet 16 and you go, that's an incredible story, but they ain't going much further than this. Like they're about to run into something they can't deal with. I don't think you can say that about a single team left in this event. I think Duke will beat Virginia Tech, but it's not crazy to think Virginia Tech could beat Duke. I think Michigan State's going to beat LSU, but it's not crazy to think LSU is going to beat Michigan State. I think Gonzaga is going to beat Florida State. But Florida State is 16-2 in its past 18 games. Lone losses in that stretch to North Carolina and Duke. So you better be glad you're a one seed, Gonzaga, because they ain't lost to anybody but one seeds in a long time. I think Michigan's going to beat Texas Tech. But there's nothing crazy about Texas Tech beating Michigan. Then you go to the other side of the bracket. I think Virginia's going to beat Oregon. But Oregon has held 8 of its last 10 opponents to 54 or fewer points. Just won the Pac-12 tournament. Just ran through the first two rounds of the bracket on a 10-game winning streak. It's not crazy to think Oregon could beat Virginia. Preseason top 15 team. I think Tennessee's going to beat Purdue. But I just watched Tennessee get pushed to overtime by Iowa. And Carson Edwards coming off a 42-point game. Nothing crazy about Purdue beating Tennessee. I think North Carolina is going to beat Auburn. But I also thought Tennessee was going to beat Auburn in the SEC tournament. So there's nothing crazy about Auburn beating North Carolina. Even though I think North Carolina is going to beat Auburn. And I think Kentucky's going to beat Houston. But Kelvin Sampson's got a 33-win team, more wins than any other team in program history, even teams that went to the Final Four. P.J. Washington's in a hard cast. Nothing crazy about Houston beating Kentucky. Every single game could reasonably go either way. Yes, if one team beats the other, it will be an upset according to some, according to odds makers. But there's nothing drastic in there. Everybody is a is a national championship contender, or at least a Final Four contender at this point. And so I guess I would bottom line it this way. I know that the round of 64 and the round of 32, it was mostly blowouts, double-digit wins. You didn't get the Anteaters going to the Sweet 16 or anybody like them advancing to the Sweet 16. And some people have labeled the first couple of rounds of the NCAA tournament boring. And I get it. I mean, Duke-UCF was amazing. Tennessee-Iowa was a lot of fun. There were some fun games here and there. LSU-Maryland, Tremont Waters at the buzzer. But by and large, it was the better teams winning in something less than dramatic fashion. And if you want to equate that to boring, I can't argue with you. But the great thing about having a boring opening round and second round of the NCAA tournament is that it provides you with unbelievable Sweet 16 matchups. It's heavy hitter against heavy hitter. Hall of Fame caliber coach against Hall of Fame caliber coach. I mean, you look at the East Regional. Mike Krzyzewski's there. Is in the Hall of Fame.
No.
Buzz Williams could get there someday. Tom Izzo is already there. And then there's LSU that's with a suspended head coach. I mean, it's an unbelievable story. You go to the West region. Mark Few is going to be in the Hall of Fame someday. Leonard Hamilton could. I don't think he will, but could. Chris Beard is one of the brightest young coaches in America. And John Beilein, I think, is in the Hall of Fame someday. You go to the South. Tony Bennett is going to be in the Hall of Fame someday. Dana Altman at Oregon could. Matt Painter could. Rick Barnes could. Then you go to the Midwest. Roy Williams already there. Bruce Pearl probably won't because of the complicated past, but could. Kelvin Sampson probably not for the same reasons as Bruce, but could. And John Calipari already is. So it might have been a boring first real 4 days of the NCAA tournament, but the next four should be awesome. There are no bad matchups. There's no lopsided competitions. It's one heavy hitter with a Hall of Fame caliber coach against another heavy hitter with a Hall of Fame caliber coach. Talk to Matt Norlander about it next.
The Johnny Manziel era in Memphis has started.
Whether on the field or off the field, we are mic'd up and repping Memphis. Turn up on your bitch ass.
You want to start that way? We can go. I'll turn up on your bitch ass.
92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station. We ain't no bitch ass.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. It's at the Laurelwood Shopping Center, one of the best clothing stores in the nation. It's where I shop. It's where you should shop. And here to tell you why is Rob Joyner from James Davis.
Gary, we made you two perfect fit suits for your TV appearances, so you know how they fit. We take over 13 measurements to achieve that perfect custom fit suit or sport coat. With hundreds of fabrics to choose from, and the suits start at $6.95. It's unbelievable. If you want to experience the custom fit like Penny Hardaway or your favorite talk show host, we can suit you up. And don't forget, we still have two Paul Bettinelli suits, regularly $5.95. They are two for $7.95. Six colors and patterns to choose from, a classic and trim fit from 36 short to 52 long.
So you heard him. If you need a custom fit suit, same kind I've got, you know where to go. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. That's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Become a 92.9 FM ESPN Locker Room Club member now. Sign up on our homepage at 92.9ESPN.com.
Please join Dr. Lawrence Schrader at 6:30 p.m. on Thursday, April the 4th at the Esplanade Meeting Center in Cordova for a patient education seminar on stem cell therapy and why using your own stem cells are best. Dr. Schrader will discuss how stem cell therapy can impact arthritis, degenerative spine, and disc disease. If you have trouble with painful hips, knees and shoulders, neuropathy, Parkinson's disease, rheumatoid arthritis, many autoimmune diseases, he will answer many frequently asked questions and explain why stromal vascular stem cells from your own body are richer in stem cells than other stem cell alternatives. patients. Dr. Schrader will share his journey with stem cell research and his experience as a patient himself for his tired, painful, and worn-out shoulders. Please mark your calendars for Thursday, April 4th at 6:30 p.m. at the Esplanade Meeting Center across from their office in Cordova, and join Dr. Schrader and special guest Dave Volosian for an interesting and informative patient education and discussion on many conditions such as arthritis, neuropathy, Parkinson's, rheumatoid arthritis, and many other conditions. Please call 901-465-4300 and make your reservation today.
Listen up, Grizz Nation. You can't roar for the team when your stomach's drowning you out. Feed the Beast a pregame feast at South of Beale, Memphis' first gastropub. Get more cheers per beer at South of Beale with their game day specials, appetizers, cocktails, and a menu like a gourmet adventure. Watch the game at SOB too with a high-energy crowd and the best food and drinks in fandom. South of Beale in the South Main Arts District from the owners of Interim and Zaka Bowl. Southofbeale.com, where adventure is one bite and sip away.
Lowe's knows you'll go the extra yard to do things right, and at the right price. We do it right, too, by offering savings every day, like 20% off two select Scotts fertilizers. One helps you prevent weeds now before they have a chance to take over your lawn, and the other is for feeding your lawn later. Whatever project is next on your to-do list, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 3/27. Must ask cashier to apply discount at time of purchase. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See store for details, U.S. only.
Chevy Silverado sell down all month. Legendary trucks, legendary deals. Visit Bob Johnston Chevy today to get a 2018 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 with 0% for 72 months, plus $1,000 GM financial down payment assistance. Or get a 2018 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab LT All-Star 4-Wheel Drive with up to $10,250 off. With either truck, you get SiriusXM free for 1 year. Find new roads at Bob Johnston Chevy. Visit TennesseeChevrolet.com or BobJohnstonChevy.com today.
Hey, you're that famous actress. You must travel so much. What's the best site for hotel deals?
Hilton.com.
No. One with crazy savings.
Hilton.com. With their price match guarantee, if you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off.
No, one with lots of options.
Hilton.com has 16 top hotel brands. Hampton, Hilton Garden Inn, Waldorf Astoria.
Hilton.com. You should totally do their commercials.
Expect better. Expect Hilton.
You're good.
I know. Thank you.
Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume. You're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This ain't a wave or a phase, cause all that fades. This lifestyle's forever when you made. They tweet about the length I made them wait. What the f*** you expect when it got a cape in
427, Gary Parrish Show. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN. Johnny Manziel made his Memphis Express debut last night, but he's still not the starting quarterback, and he didn't play every snap he could have last night. And I know the Express won, but that's still the dumbest thing in the world. We'll talk about it in the next segment. Jeff Cock is joining me a little after 5 o'clock. But right now, he is the star of the CBS Sports Eye on College Basketball podcast. You can read him, CBSSports.com. Watch him, CBS Sports HQ. Follow him on Twitter, at Matt Norlander. It's Matt Norlander making the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview. Presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Memphis. Now on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Matt Norlander, how you been? I haven't talked to you in like 17 minutes. You been all right?
It's been 29 minutes for being exact. I'm doing all right. Let's get weird here, GP, because we just talked about college basketball for like 54 minutes. So I'm very curious as to where you want to take this conversation.
Yeah, well, first, with your tweet, you tweeted a few minutes ago, you said about to jump on GP's radio show. He's can't even remember the last time I've been on. He must be in a bind, and I will be completely transparent with you. Yesterday, Brad Carson, Mr. Big Chess, he texted me, and he said, hey, what are you thinking about tomorrow for the 420 guest? And I said, I'll handle it. I'll book it. And then I started working, as you do, and then I got, like,
overwhelmed. And then I landed in Memphis at some point today, and I was like, I never did that. I never booked a guest. So when I got you on to start recording the Island College Basketball podcast, I said, hey, by the way, we're about to talk for 50 minutes or so. Would you mind talking for another 12 to 15 as soon as we're done with that 50 and you're here? That's what good friends do. Thank you for being here.
I'm willing and happy to do it, and I believe Brad Carson has booked at least two dead people on your show before. So anything we can do to sidestep a third, I'm always happy with.
Yeah, hey, if it's between you, if I'm picking between you and a dead person, I'd rather have you every moment. And you can attest to this. The reason we were talking 29, 31 minutes ago is because we planned initially to do the podcast at 7:30 this morning. My flight was leaving at 10:30 out of LaGuardia. Car picking me up at 8:30. I said, let's jump on at 7:30. We'll do 45 minutes, and then I'll catch my car and be good to go. And Norlander called me at 7:30 this morning, and I sat down like I was about to do the podcast. I put my headphones on and everything.
Yeah.
And at some point, I just within seconds, I said, I can't do this. I didn't go to bed till 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't think. Mm. It would be incoherent if I even tried. Do you have a better recollection of that conversation than I?
That's about what happened, because I set my alarm. I set my alarm for 7:15. I get up, make sure I'm fresh and good to go. Scoot on up to my office. I wait till 7:30 exactly. Dial you up. You make an indiscernible grunt, some sort of galonk, and then you're like, "Hey, I don't think I can do this." I was like, "I'm good to do it whenever you want to do it, man. We have a loyal, dedicated."
That's what she said.
That's right. We have a loyal, dedicated listenership. Had to make them wait a little bit while longer, but we got it done. For the listeners of Gary's radio show, I know it is a diverse, wide audience. If you have not, please do check out the CBS Sports Eye on College Basketball podcast. Much banter is had. And as we get toward this national championship game, we give you three podcasts a week to fill your college hoops desires. Obviously, in Memphis, I know you've got an intelligent college basketball listenership. So let's just add a few five-star reviews and nice comments while we can, you know?
Five-star reviews and nice comments. You can subscribe via Apple Podcasts. All right, so let's go to the NCAA tournament. You were in Hartford for the round of 64 and the round of 32. That means you saw Ja Morant for the round of 64, round of 32. I don't know how closely you're following the Memphis Grizzlies, but looks like they're going to pick in the lottery. Could get lucky, pick maybe one, maybe two, maybe three, maybe four. If it's one, we're taking Zion, so let's just leave that alone. But how excited should Grizzly fans be if they are in the lottery and in a position to select Ja Morant?
Pretty excited. The kid is just electric. Wants to distribute, willing distributor, rebounds well. Obviously, he showed a lot of what he can do from a shot-making perspective. Was a top seven player in terms of points per game in college basketball this season. Top two in the tournament. Only Marcus Howard was the only player that averaged more per game than Ja Morant in the 2019 NCAA tournament field. I think that he will do very well in the interview process. Has a very humble background, extremely loyal, and I don't know where he's going to end up. But I don't know, a lot of times it's hard to, when you see when these players come out of college, GP, like you try and picture, okay, 5 years from now, like who is this player going to be? Is he going to be all-star level? Is he going to be just a guy? Is he going to flame out? With Ja Morant, I feel like he's going to last 13 years in the NBA. Maybe make one or two all-star games. I can't project and tell you right now that like a year from now, we're going to look up and see just as good as Trae Young's been in his rookie season. That's what Ja Morant's going to be. Cause it all depends on what they're asking of him. What Atlanta is asking of Trae Young is probably not going to be quite whatever franchise drafts Ja Morant is going to ask of him. He might need a couple of years to develop and really become into a star. The name you hear a lot in terms of comparisons with him is Russell Westbrook. That's fair and unfair. The reason why it's fair was if you look at what Russell Westbrook was when he was at UCLA, Ja Morant is more impressive now physically, undeniably. Russell Westbrook was a really good college player in terms of being a prospect, but he was not this. So Morant is ahead of that trajectory, but you cannot expect or ask Ja Morant to become one of the five best players in the game. It might happen, but that's not a reasonable expectation for anyone, even if you're the number one pick. even if you're Zion Williamson, maybe you can get there, but it's just really, truly LeBron James and maybe Anthony Davis are the only ones that I can recall that had that kind of expectation. I don't even think Zion Williamson will have it because his number one status is that he's just been awesome. He's got this undeniable marketability, but there's still going to be this like, okay, now is this really, really, truly going to translate? Like, is he going to be a superstar at the NBA level? We wait and see. I'll close by saying Ja Morant should be a top three pick, and if the Grizzlies have the opportunity to draft him for what the Grizzlies are, I think you would rather have Ja than R.J. Barrett, but you know, if they wind up in two or three, that's obviously going to be a driving point of conversation if they're in that spot.
Talking to Matt Norlander, CBS Sports. He's on Twitter, at Matt Norlander. As you and I just talked about for an hour, there's nothing left in this NCAA tournament but top four seeds plus Oregon and Auburn, both of which were preseason top 15 teams. There is no Cinderella that exists. The teams that were supposed to win in the round of 64 and the round of 32 largely did. Is that boring because you don't get these wild upsets, or is it awesome because now we have nothing but awesome Sweet 16 and Elite Eight opportunities?
I lean more the latter. Now, for me, the perfect blend is you get like two party crashers, and maybe they keep the fun going. Because you know what? It's been great with George Mason and Wichita State and Butler and VCU and Loyola Chicago over the past, you know, near decade. That's been awesome. I would argue that's been really good for the NCAA tournament big picture because you still have had a lot of blue blood schools winning the tournaments and even like the new age blue bloods like Villanova through the past 3 years. And now we have a stacked group of Sweet 16 teams. I think it's the strongest crop we've ever had. These Thursday and Friday night games are going to be totally loaded. You have Kentucky and Duke actually going head-to-head in the late window on Friday. I cannot wait. I will be in Louisville, so the late window Friday will be the games that I won't have to be at. So I'm really excited to get the chance to watch both of those games while I'm not in an arena. I think it's going to be terrific. And I think the better the teams, just the better the basketball, GP. I think we are setting up for a really classic second weekend in the NCAA tournament. You know, often if we get a wild and crazy chaotic first weekend, that's great. I'll never say no to that. But then kind of the sentiment is, you know, the second weekend can't possibly top the first, can it? And if we say it, it's kind of a hope. This year, it's a guarantee. It was something of a downer first weekend, which, by the way, is still the second CBS and Turner put out word earlier this morning. It was kind of a blah weekend, and it was the second most highest rated tournament in the past 29 years. That's not just Zion Williamson. There are a lot of other games that were watched, games that weren't even good. I would suggest that college basketball's health, particularly at this time of year, is just it's as strong maybe as it's been since its true heyday, you know, mid to late 80s or so. So I think that's a really, really positive thing. You can't imagine that the numbers will go anywhere but up for weekend number two. And I'll close with this real quick. There's been a lot of discussion about Duke and Zion Williamson has made Duke likable. I actually push back on that. I think Zion Williamson has made Duke as watchable as it's ever been. And as just one small sample size kind of test on this, I tweeted during the Duke game, I said, if Zion Williamson has actually made Duke likable, then you should want Duke to win this game. And I got ratioed, you know, like 70, 80, 90 tweets being like, nope, are you out of your mind? No shot am I rooting for Duke. Well, then that's fine, but then that's kind of a look into it. Like, people still want to see Duke lose, but if you're also really honest with yourself, UCF versus Virginia Tech is taking the secondary ticket market in D.C. right now, which is apparently about $600 to get in the building, and those tickets are about 100, okay? So we continue to have the Zion factor. It's going to drive even more interest. So I still think that the Duke hate is there, but being enamored by them and wanting to watch them has never been stronger.
Talking to Matt Norlander, CBS Sports. He's on Twitter at Matt Norlander. I understand there's Duke lovers and Duke haters, and perhaps more haters than lovers. But I don't know why you wouldn't want Zion Williamson in this tournament. I mean, he has now scored after 32 points yesterday and 25 in the opening round game. That's 57 points in the first two rounds. The only other freshman to ever score 57 in the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament is Kevin Durant. I mean, it's Zion, Kevin Durant, that's the club. Nobody else has ever done more. Nobody else has ever done that many. And when he down three, final minute, he goes right at Taco Fall and scores. Just big boys him. Big boy's a 7'6" dude. I mean, you and I have talked about this for hours on the CBS Sports Ion College Basketball podcast, but I could always see superstar potential with him. Like, oh, yeah, I could see that. Now I can't see him not being awesome. There is no scenario, barring injuries, where I don't see Zion Williamson being an absolute NBA superstar.
Yeah, I think because of what he's done this freshman season, the Duke connection, literally every game except one, I think maybe two, have been on ESPN or ESPN2. It has exploded his name. Like, from a marketability superstar element there, it's going to happen. And I remember the night of the Champions Classic, Mike Schmitz, who does great scouting work for ESPN, I was talking to him, and we were just talking about the game we were about to watch with Duke and Kentucky, and I was like, you know what, man, I'm a seller on Zion. Because at that point, like, he was considered top 10 pick, maybe top 5, and I remember saying, like, I think he's going to go top 10, but I don't think he's going to be as good in college as he was in high school, and I don't think he's going to be as good in the NBA as he'll be in college. So I got to eat it. I was way wrong on that. And now, as I watch him do what he's done here at Duke, it does have me second-guessing, like, when he gets to the league, you know, because of the style of play in the NBA, like, how is he not going to be, like, minimally – I'm not saying, like, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. I think, again, that's too much to put on any player when they're stepping in the league, GP. But how is he not going to be, one of the five most much-watched players in the league? That's going to be the case no matter what. And then how is he not going to thrive given the style of play? Like, going to play more games so his body actually won't be as big. He's going to burn more calories by the nature of the sport in 82 games. And just a larger workload, all of that. I'm with you, and you should want to watch Zion Williamson, and maybe watch him while you can, because I think Virginia Tech does have it's got a real shot here Friday night in D.C., not so far from Blacksburg. Already got the win over Duke earlier this season. Really good three-point shooting team. If Duke suddenly goes super cold, you know, below 30%, which is its average, it could be in some real trouble there. So I think that's probably the most anticipated game of the Sweet 16 ones, but you look up and down, and just about everyone has its own appeal in its own way.
I think Zion's the biggest deal in this Sweet 16 just because he's been the biggest deal in college basketball. For me, the most interesting game in terms of, hey, let's just watch this, I bet it's going to be fun, probably Auburn, North Carolina, because you get those guards, whether it's Jared Harper, Kobe White, Leaky Black probably coming off the bench. You can't overstate the importance of that. But it should be a tremendous Sweet 16. Last thing before I let you go, if you could redo your Final Four, and perhaps you wouldn't change a thing, what would your Final Four look like now? Who would your national champion be right now?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't change a thing. The general bracket submitting public is riding high still right now, GP, because of how chalky it is, and the general populace by its nature is going to pick the favorites there. So if you're feeling good about your bracket, that's great. But look at everyone else in the pool that you might be in, and you'll suddenly realize that a lot of people are standing well. So I still have all of my Final Four teams, and I lost Nevada as an Elite Eight team, but I still have Duke over Michigan State. If you do not have Duke getting to the Final Four in your bracket, you should feel good about that, not just because what UCF did, but just from a value perspective. I mean, Michigan State right now rates ahead of Duke at KenPom.com. So if those two teams aren't met on a neutral floor, according to KenPom, tomorrow, Michigan State, not Duke, would be favored. That's a great value play. So if that happens, you might have a good chance. And then I will still stay with the one seeds elsewhere in the bracket, Virginia, North Carolina, Gonzaga. Gonzaga looked the best of any of the one seeds, was the strongest in its first two games. And then I do have Virginia over Gonzaga to win the national title. So I will still stick with that. And I think we're going to get some great ones here. I really do on Thursday and Friday. This is a nice little lull. And then hopefully whatever we get, and I think it's almost foolproof. I mean, the Final Four that we wind up getting, barring it being what, Oregon, Auburn, Virginia Tech, and Florida State, I guess. Like, that's the only Final Four, I think, where it's just kind of like, all right, well, they're good teams, but there's not just like a ton there. But otherwise, that's not going to happen. Like, we're going to get at least one, probably at least two one seeds. It's going to be a strong Final Four no matter what, and that's the benefit of not having Cinderella crash the second weekend.
That is Matt Norlander. You can read him, CBSSports.com. Watch him, CBS Sports HQ. Listen to him on the CBS Sports Eye on College Basketball podcast. You can subscribe via Apple Podcasts. New episode, by the way, just recorded literally an hour ago. It'll be in your feed right now, I would assume. And we will do another one on Wednesday and then another one on Sunday night. So I will talk to you on Wednesday. Travel safely to Louisville, and I appreciate you being here.
Thanks, GP.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye. That's Matt Norlander, CBS Sports. When we come back, Johnny Manziel made his Memphis Express debut last night. We were in the CBS Broadcast Center, and so we're obviously watching the NCAA tournament. But you best believe we had a television on Memphis Manziel.
Yeah.
And people were actually watching it just as much as they were watching any NCAA tournament game. Yeah. And that's not here in Memphis or in Texas. It was in New York City.
Yeah.
People who have no association to Memphis or Manziel, but the eyeballs were still on that TV. Like, I've got bosses who are incredibly invested in the NCAA tournament in amazing ways, to the tune of like $1 billion.
Yeah.
And they were texting me about Johnny Manziel and the Memphis Express. And so he did make his debut last night, did have some nice moments, but did not consistently play every snap since the moment he took his first snap, because Mike Singletary was juggling quarterbacks. And I get it, the Express won, but I'll explain why that is not important right after this.
Mercedes-Benz is an official sponsor of Radio.com Sports. All month long, hear Radio.com Sports insider analysis around spring training, the college tournament, football free agency, and everything in between. Plus, you'll always get the latest developments from the entire sports world with Radio.com Sports breaking news. All brought to you by Mercedes-Benz and the all-new 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class sedan. All new thinking for an all-new class of Mercedes. Proud partner of Radio.com Sports.
100,000 fans are on their feet. A hush falls over the stadium in the waning seconds of the game. Amidst the silence, you think to yourself, there's only one play to call here. To run straight to your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer and test drive the all-new 2019 A-Class sedan. Harnessing the first era of the Mercedes-Benz user experience, it seamlessly connects you and your car with natural voice recognition. The Mercedes-Benz A-Class sedan, where the future takes the field. Visit mbusa.com/A-Class to learn more. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
It's that time of year when your tax refund is all you need to get that car or truck or really nice SUV you want. You don't pay the retail price. Go see my friends at Wholesale Unlimited on Pleasant View, just off Covington Pike, and all you pay is the wholesale price. So many SUVs and trucks to choose from. Unlimited cars to choose from. That's why they call it Wholesale Unlimited. You want a red Jeep Wrangler? How about a black Mustang GT convertible? Okay. A Silverado or maybe an F-150 truck? An Escalade? You want a loaded Tahoe, Toyota Tundra, or Ford Explorer? Go to the online inventory at WUCars.com. Or just Google Wholesale Unlimited and find what you want. A little money goes a long way when you can buy cars and trucks at wholesale and use your tax refund to get the price even lower. Wholesale Unlimited has lots of cars at $7,000 to $8,000. Go to Pleasant View just off Covington Pike today. Tell them you heard about Wholesale Unlimited here on ESPN and you can thank me later.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 6750 Poplar. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you are looking for a new dentist, look no further than the Smile Center at 6750 Poplar, which, by the way, is now accepting additional insurance plans in 2019. And check this out. The Smile Center is now also offering an annual membership plan for people who do not have dental insurance. For just $250 per year, you're going to receive a comprehensive exam, a full head x-ray, a cavity detection x-ray, a periodic exam, and two annual cleanings. It's a value right around $530. You can get it for just $250. So if that interests you, and if you don't have traditional insurance, it should, give the Smile Center a call, 901-309-1333, 901-309-1333, or just get the information on the web, smilecentermemphis.com.
Hey, business owners. It's switch and save days at Comcast Business. Right now, when you switch to the nation's largest gig speed network, you save on fast, reliable internet. Get started with 25 megabit internet and voice for $59.90 per month for a two-year agreement when you sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. That's $650 off our regular yearly price. Just one more way we take your business beyond. There's never been a better time to switch to Comcast Business. But hurry, switch and save days ends April 5th. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, beyond fast.
Offer ends 4/5/19, restrictions apply. New business customers only. Two-year agreement required, early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra, subject to change.
Tennessee. Welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You send a congratulatory text to your newly promoted boss, but autocorrect changes it to something unintended.
Oh, no.
You couldn't save yourself from autocorrect gone horribly wrong, but you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your smartphone's word choice is becoming your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even has a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Ooh.
And has been helping people save money for over 75 years.
Huh.
And now, all you can do is watch the ... response bubble and wait. But you don't have to wait on savings. Your local Geico agent could help you save even more.
You couldn't save yourself from autocorrect, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It feels so good, it should cost. Brought an alligator, I ain't talking Lacoste. Made me say, like a mix of Master P and Rick Ross.
Jeff Calkins is your award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian. He's going to join me a little after 5 o'clock, just like he does every single day, Monday through Friday. But first, I got four stories I'd like to discuss.
Four stories presented by the Bluff Restaurant and Bar. Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
Grizzlies back inside FedEx Forum tonight. Russell Westbrook and the Oklahoma City Thunder are in town. Tips at 7 o'clock. Eric Hasseltine's got your call right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. And the race to convey continues. Grizz are 29-44. They got 9 games left in this regular season. They are currently tied for 6th from the bottom. Obviously, the goal is to get to 9. Unclear if you can get to 9, but if you can get to 9, that's the perfect spot to be for reasons we've established a long time ago. Cowboy Carson.
Yep.
Mr. Big Chest.
Yeah. I know what you're going to ask me, and the answer is no. They are not going to convey this pick.
I was going to ask you. The answer is no, because now I can just make up a question.
Yeah, now you can make up a question. No, if it's the convey question, the answer is definitely no. What was the real
You think question? They're picking in the 2019
yeah,
NBA
they're
draft.
They're going to be picking.
I do think they're going to be picking in the 2019 NBA draft. But if you don't want them to, then root for the Grizzlies tonight. 7-point underdogs to Oklahoma City inside FedEx Forum. Like I said, tips at 7 o'clock.
Story number two.
Trendon Wofford reportedly will make his college basketball decision April 20th at the Jordan Brand Classic. That's according to Evan Daniels, our friend from 24/7 Sports. And this is an interesting recruitment, not just because Memphis is in it, but because there's turmoil at the other programs.
Right.
You know, I know Duke has gotten involved, and Duke's a game changer. Mm-hmm. Like, Duke can get involved, and they can wipe away years of work by other programs. There's a handful of schools that can do that. Duke's one.
Yeah.
Kentucky is another. I remember a scene out in Vegas a few years ago, and there was a school that had been recruiting this kid for a long time, like well over a year. I mean, at every game, you know, texting nonstop. Right. I mean, they were on him from the jump and on him consistently. And then Kentucky swooped in and just got him. Like, just boom, came in, and it was done.
Mm-hmm.
And the coach of this other school was suggesting to people privately, not to me, I never heard it with my own ears, but word was this coach who had been on this player from the jump, and then Kentucky swoops in and got him. The word on the street was that this other coach was like, yeah, they came in and they cheated. And this got back to John Calipari, I was told. And John confronted the coach out in Vegas at one of these grassroots events. And again, I didn't hear this with my own ears, but it was retold to me. But John walked up to the coach and said, hey, I heard what you've been saying. And, you know, like, that's not cool. Like, you shouldn't be saying that. And the coach was like, I didn't say anything, you know, like you would,
sure,
right?
Sure, right.
I never said that, John. And he said, no, yes, you did. I know you did.
I can totally see this.
And what you need to understand is that you are you, and this is the best, by the way.
Yeah.
He said, you're you, and I'm me. You're you, and I'm at Kentucky.
Oh, man.
So you can spend years recruiting somebody and go to every game and go to every open gym and have a great relationship with the AAU coach and the high school coach and the mom and the daddy. And to be clear, I'm paraphrasing, but this is the gist of what he was saying.
Right.
And if I want to get that guy at the end of the day, I'll come in and get him.
Oh, man.
It doesn't matter if I've only seen him play one time and you've seen him play 100 times. If I want him at the end of the day, I'll get him.
So demoralizing.
So next time, before you invest that much time in a player, just call me and ask me if I think I'm going to get involved. And if I'm not, then you'll know to keep recruiting him. But if I am, I'll tell you. Yeah, we might get involved there at some point, and then you'll notice to not waste your time. Because if I want somebody you want, I'm going to get that person. And so,
oof, that's tough.
Which, beyond just being a hilarious story,
because
if I told you the coach he was talking to that way, again, as it was retold to me, you'd be like, ooh, really, that guy? Beyond being a hilarious story, it is it's just true. Kentucky and Duke can come in and change the game. And so perhaps Duke can come in late with Trendon Wofford and just get that done because it's Duke.
Yep.
But if you go to 24/7 Sports right now, the school that's supposed to get Trendon Wofford, according to the experts, their crystal ball, is the University of Memphis.
Yeah.
And next on the list is Alabama, which just fired its coach. And next on the list is LSU, which has suspended his coach and will fire him eventually. So when you back up 2 months ago, 3 months ago, 4 months ago, Memphis is in a three-team race for Trendon Wofford with Alabama, LSU. And LSU's got a coaching change, presumably.
Yeah.
And Alabama 100% has got a coaching change. You should be able to knock that out. I mean, that's a gift from, I don't know if it's a gift from God, but it's a gift from, it's a gift from somebody.
Sure.
Hey, it's you, Alabama, and LSU.
Yeah.
Alabama fires its coach. LSU's coach about to be fired.
Close.
That should be.
Yeah.
It's like this girl, it's like The Bachelor. I don't watch The Bachelor. I think I would enjoy it if I did.
Yeah.
But I don't watch it just because I think it airs on Monday nights, and I'm usually busy on Monday nights during basketball season. I think I would enjoy it. So perhaps this analogy falls a little short, but I think it might work. Like, if you are one of the contestants on The Bachelor, and there's like three of you left.
Yeah.
Three of you left, right?
Yep.
And then the other one, like, dies. And the other one, like, also dies, you ought to be able to, like, hey, I'm the only one still here.
You should be able to close that deal.
Hey, listen, I don't know if you really liked me more than you liked them other two, but they're both dead, and I'm still here. That's a little bit like what Memphis is with Trendon Wofford right now.
Just imagine that scenario. If you're on The Bachelor and the other two die, you're like, you're not going to believe this.
You're not going to believe this, but it was,
Those two girls or those two guys, they died.
They're dead now.
What'd you do to them? Like, did you, poison them?
Like, you wouldn't really pick a dead man over me, would you? Like, and imagine if you were on The
Bachelor. That would really suck.
Or would it be The Bachelorette? I'm having trouble following this. Yeah. But either one, like,
I'm following you.
What if?
What happened?
Okay, so you think, you're like, okay, I'm in the final three.
Yeah, all right.
I've got real competition here.
Okay.
But they both died, and so that's amazing. I'm clearly the pick now.
Yeah, I thought
she picked the dead guy over you?
That would suck.
What if she was like, I would still, rather than go forward with you, I think I'd just like to be with the dead guy.
Was Gary really that not attractive that you picked the dead guy, John, over Gary?
You actually picked the dead person over Gary. That really messed you up, wouldn't it?
I would have issues after that.
That'd make you look in the mirror a little bit,
right?
It
really would.
Like, this
woman, I would
second
guess everything.
I pursued this woman, and ultimately she was just picking between me and two dead people.
She picked the dead guy.
She picked the dead person over me. That messed you up, I think.
Totally.
I think it would. I think you'd be like,
you never get over that.
I don't think you'd get over that. Like, the time the love of your life picked the dead person over you? Like, hey, I'm living. I know I'm not that tall, but I'm alive.
Living. Pulse.
But, like, I have a pulse. I'm not cold. I'm not buried.
Your future with the dead guy is limited.
It's either me or these dudes' ashes? And you're really picking the ashes? You're gonna pick the cremated guy over me. Like, it'd be a hell of a deal,
freaking
right?
Urn.
It'd make you, like, yeah, she just, like, and she, like, gives a rose to the urn. Puts a rose on the urn. Just like, yeah.
Can you imagine that rose ceremony?
Yeah.
Like, here's Gary.
Like, Gary, I thought I was interested in you, but ultimately, after getting to know you a little better, I'm just going to go with the dead guy, because at least the dead guy will shut up every once in a while and stop complaining. At least the dead guy doesn't complain. Right. That's good enough. I'll take the dead guy who doesn't complain over you.
Little bit
same thing with Trenton Wofford here. Will Wade's dead. Avery Johnson's dead. And Penny Hardaway is not dead.
No, he's good.
He's alive.
Very vital. He works out.
Works out. So he's probably going to be alive for a long time.
Yeah.
And so you really, if you're Memphis, this could not have broken better for you. I don't know that they'll get it done, but it could not have broken better for you.
Story number three.
Rob Gronkowski has retired from the NFL. He announced this weekend. He's only 29 years old, and his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, who has received baby gifts from Aiden and Ollie, was on ESPN this morning.
How about that?
And, yeah, Kelly.
You have a lot of celebrity shopping at Kelly's store.
Yeah, that was Kelly. We got all sorts of CAA connections.
The agent, Drew Rosenhausen, shops at Kelly's store?
Yes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.